All right, this is a good spot right here, right on top of Harold's grave.
Oh, you sure? You want to set up right here?
Right here. All right, Harold won't mind.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Welcome to Pod Cemetery. Yeah, we're just making up our own.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, sorry. But it's fine for right now.
It's hard recording in a cemetery.
Yeah, because I'm nervous. It's cold. It's freezing out here.
It's really windy in the cemetery tonight. Yes.
And this old woman keeps looking at me. But anyway, we're going to get right into it. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm David P. Cole, by the way.
And I am Critical, and my stomach is a little messed up because I'm lactose intolerant and I had a milkshake.
That was a good move right before recording a podcast.
Yes, it was. And there's nowhere to go to or use the bathroom in the cemetery. But we're going to go ahead and get through it.
Well,
and
you can do it on Harold's grave, but
yeah,
not while I'm here.
And not while this lady is looking at me. But anyway, so we're going to be discussing so much things today. Film that's in horror. We're going to be discussing video games.
All the things coming out this year, everything that we're looking forward to. So, and then we'll just keep rolling with these podcasts, kind of feeling it out as we go along.
Right.
Maybe get some real intro music.
Yes. So all of that's in the future. This is a test run, and you're lucky to hear the test run because it's going to be so commercial after this.
Yes.
You're going to be so upset.
So this year is going to be cool. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, actually, we just had something that just dropped recently that kind of started it off. Escape Room.
Right.
So if you all like Saw and Cube and other little fragments of other horror movies, Escape Room was pretty cool. The ending wasn't to my liking, but I mean, that was a great start, and it came out January 4th. So that'll be something, and it was a nice little jab to start it off. I think 2019 is going to be the best year for movies, and definitely the best year for horror movies in a decade. That's my bold prediction.
Last year was a good year.
Yeah, so it was tough, man.
Top last year. That's going to be interesting.
When we call these names out, I think you'll get on the train. You're going to get on the 2019 horror train.
Well, if we're starting with us, then I totally agree. That's going to be...
Okay. Yeah.
That's where we're starting. I think that's going to be the movie to beat. And it's coming out... It's March 15th, so...
Right. So, yeah, us. And actually, to be honest, with us, that's the most anticipated movie, period, to me. Like, yeah. After I say this, I don't think you're going to agree with me, Dave Picot.
Okay.
I don't think so. I was like, hold your horses. Cause, right. You know, I'm going to say some crazy stuff. You're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. I'm more anticipated for this movie, Us, than I am for Endgame.
I mean, I kind of agree with you.
What? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I really thought you were going to get the fuck out of here and start tossing over headstones and stuff. So.
Dig up Harold and slap you with
it. Yeah, slap you with his skeleton hand. Sorry about that, Harold. But so I'm really looking forward to that. And it stars Winston Duke and Lupita Nyong'o. I love Lupita.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
Oh, man. I love her in so many different ways. I want to marry her. I'm going to get famous. I'm going to marry her. But anyway. But also, too, it was a lot of stuff that was in that trailer that really got my attention. Like, I think we spoke about this before. We noticed that there were two kids. It was a young girl and a young boy, mm-hmm, that was supposed to be the children of, or playing the children to Lupita and also with Winston Duke. But there was another girl that they showed in the trailer, and I thought that was there was a third kid, but it wasn't. So I'm thinking or guessing that's Lupita's character when she was a little girl.
Okay.
So I can't wait to see what it's about.
Yeah.
So
yeah, when I saw the trailer, I didn't know anything about it. I knew nothing. It was just like Jordan Peele dropped the trailer, and I was like, oh shit, he's got a new movie coming out right, mm-hmm, now. When we watched this, and it was like the trailer itself is awesome. First of all, I got five on it, making it into like a creepy horror song was genius. I mean, it worked so well, and it was like, it was just so cool. And then but then you get the idea behind the movie where it's like evil versions of this family terrorizing them. At least that's how it appears on the trailer. That's like, it's such a great idea. Like, I was like, why didn't I think of that? Like, it's so good.
I want to know, where did they come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they become to be? I mean, what I'm pretty sure that it happened in the past of Lupita's character. If that was Lupita as a little girl, and so something had to happen. My guess is, I'm gonna put it out there. I hope I don't spoil it. My guess is Lupita isn't the right one. She is the opposite.
Okay. That's a good point. Somebody's got to be. So that, okay.
I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to say that's the other version, or the mirror version of Lupita, that's living the great life, living the American dream.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going to go with that. So anything else you feel about the...
No, that's only the first one, and we're already 6 minutes in, so we'll come back to us, definitely, because that's in March, so.
And also, too, there's something that comes out a little bit before March. Remember Happy Death Day?
Yeah.
It's supposed to drop in February 13th. I don't know if they push anything back.
Happy Death Day
to you.
To you.
Yeah. Did you see the first one?
I did. I actually
liked it. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Only blow about it is no blood. Like, it didn't have blood. Like, it was...
Right, yeah, it was pretty tame. Was it PG-13?
It might have been. And that's the only thing. It was disappointing that... And I feel like... I don't know what it is about these horror movies that they make rated PG-13. Don't get me wrong. It was a good movie for what it was. But I felt like the blood is the seasoning. You know what I'm saying? Like, it spices it up. And for a horror movie, you got to have that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I get it was like, you know, slight comedy, but I mean, I think it would have made it that much interesting to kind of make you laugh and let your guard down. And then when you see blood splatter, then all of a sudden it's like, shit, this is real. you know, so are you going to check it out? How you feel about it?
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that one. Yeah, I'll check it out. That seems kind of like a one shot for me. I'm not sure how the sequel is going to really work. Like, they didn't make a sequel to Groundhog Day for a reason, you know?
Right. Yeah. this time everybody else is supposed to be involved in, so basically it's like Groundhog Day with everybody else in that neighborhood, or a few people in that neighborhood that's also going through the Groundhog Day.
Okay.
With Jessica Ross' character.
Okay.
And so then,
yeah, actually, we had a bunch of stuff before March. I shouldn't have called out us so early.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. That's a great way to start it off.
Resident Evil 2 comes out this Friday, which is, as of this recording, if you're listening to this, it's probably already out.
Right.
We'll probably drop this on Friday. And so, but yeah, definitely really excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Resident Evil 2 Remake, I should say, yeah.
And I think it's going to give you anxiety, because the problem, it's not a problem, but it's going to give you anxiety, because the thing is, you can't, like, remember the other Resident Evils, we used to, like, kill the zombie until it's dead? You can't do that anymore. Like, you waste bullets. Like, so they're not giving you a lot of bullets to kill zombies anymore. So you got to be smart. And you're going to have Mr. X, I think that's his name, the guy in all black that's kind of reminding you of the nemesis that follows you around. He follows you around when you make a noise. So when you're introduced to Mr. X, any noise you make, he knows where you are. If you're trying to figure out a puzzle, he will come in that room and get you. I wonder if he's going to come in to save him. That would suck. that would lick ass, man. I hope he doesn't come in the save room, man. So
Wow, yeah, that's going to be really good.
Yeah, so what do you feel about it? So any things, any hopes that you have that?
Well, we won't get into too much, because next episode is going to be all about Resident Evil.
You're right.
But yeah, I am definitely excited about that one. And then also around Valentine's Day, right after Happy Death Day to you, is Welcome to Daisyland, that trailer I sent you, that show. Like, the carnival, like, I don't know what that's about, but yeah. I'm definitely intrigued. It's...
check it out on YouTube. It was YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out on YouTube. I was confused. I didn't know if they were the victims. I didn't know if they were the monsters. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
It's very confusing.
So I'm definitely going to watch the first episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, and hopefully it'll be better than Channel Zero. Because Channel Zero is a little up and down for me. But, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it is. And we'll report back, you know, let you know
what we think. Yeah, definitely. So then we have... Oh, Devil May Cry 5. I know I'm more excited about that than you are. I'm a big fan of that series. So, yeah, I mean, this has been a long time coming. S4 was like PS3. And it was
really? So it skipped over. Oh, okay.
A long time ago. So,
okay.
So, yeah, and that comes out March 8th. So I'm excited about that one, too.
Did you ever look up to see if, because it was a rumor that they were making Resident Evil, and they stopped making Resident Evil and turned it into the Devil May Cry series? Did you ever check that out?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't.
No, it was a rumor that they happened, so I don't know how true that was. I read that somewhere, but, yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. I don't see how those two are related.
Right, not related at all. But, yeah, I mean, I guess what kind of, the game looked cool. But I guess what kind of turned me off to it was when I saw the anime for it, and I didn't like the character. And then that kind of, the character from the anime stuck in my head for the rest of the video games. Yeah.
So like, was it like a movie, an anime?
Was it a movie? It was a few years back, almost a decade ago when I saw the anime. I can't remember if it was a series. I think it might have been a series. But I know he's like almost, he can't die. Isn't he like almost... invincible, almost?
Yeah.
Well, not invincible, but, you know, he's eternal, in a way.
Yeah, I think so. It's something weird about... Yeah, because he's, like, half-demon.
Right, right.
Yeah. But there's, like, more characters in this one. I think there's three or four playable characters in the new one.
Because, yeah, I think it's two ladies, too, right? I know it's three dudes,
Well, there's one lady, for sure.
Right, I forgot her name with the blonde hair.
I can't think of it either. Right.
Y'all look it up.
But, yeah.
But, yeah. So, that should be interesting. I'll play it. I'll come over and I'll play it with
you. All right, cool.
I'll watch you play it. I love walkthroughs.
All right, so what else? What you got?
So, Pet Sematary. Is that April 5th for you?
Yes.
Okay, Pet Sematary, starring Jason Clarke and John Lithgow. I don't know, man. Do I want to see a remake of Pet Sematary? That means you got to come as good as Pet Sematary or you have to come better. And every time I watch the trailer, I get less interested. Because I'm like, do I really want to, you know, like, do I really want to see a different version? And I'm pretty sure you can't do the same story. You're going to have to alter the story. You know what I mean? So
yeah, because for those of us that have seen the original, like, the ending isn't shocking because we know it's coming.
Right.
And that's part of what made the original movie, so good was the ending. Like, that's all you were in it for. Like, that it wows you in the end.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
you have to change it.
Engage, man. Like, are you going to have... The only thing I appreciate about this movie is that the cat in the first... in the original, looked creepy. It was a gray, creepy, almost dead-looking cat. This cat looks like Riff Raff from fucking Garfield. Like he will fuck you up. He doesn't look scary. He was like, yo, if you touch me, I will fuck you up. He's like a Brooklyn cat. That's what he looks like. So he doesn't look scary to me, but he looks like that type of cat I wouldn't mind having and being like, all right, you know, don't fuck with me. I have my cat. Cemetery cat. So that's the only thing I'm kind of... that. You know what? That's why I'm going to see it. For the cat.
For the cat.
I'm going to see it for the cat. Let's see.
And then Mortal Kombat 11 is April. It's the 23rd of April.
I'm getting that.
Yeah.
I'm getting that. Damn, man. You know what, guys? I'm sorry. We're probably going to have to quit podcasting because we're going to be busy. We're going to be busy
too
with these
many
games.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do a Twitch or something. Y'all going to have to watch us play video games while we talk shit about horror movies. Because, yeah, man. Oh, man.
That's a good idea. If you subscribe to our Patreon, You can watch us on Twitch.
There you go. That would be cool. It'd be your own personal walkthrough. You get to watch us die
a million times.
You're gonna be so pissed with us, but so entertained because you get to talk shit to us. So yeah, that's gonna be pretty cool, man. But yeah,
I haven't bought a Mortal Kombat. I haven't really played. I played 10 a little bit.
Oh, you did?
And that was probably the first one in a while that I played. So, but this one, like watching the. That like release video with the gameplay and everything, like the little presentation they did, that made me want to play it because it looks really good. So
yeah, and then like they actually had the tournament fighters on. Well, I saw it on YouTube. It was streamed live on YouTube, and a lot of the guys, like what's his name, Fox? I forgot the guy's name. You had a guy named Gurr.
Sonic Fox. Is that it?
Sonic Fox, Gurr. I forgot the cat with the afro. You had a couple other cats that are known from Injustice and also the Mortal Kombat X tournaments. They had them play it. And, of course, Sonic Fox beat everybody.
Yeah. Really?
So, but it was good, man. It looked good. Everybody was talking about this character that has blood all over her. I forgot her name. So that's going to be cool. I can't wait. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be
interesting. Yeah, it looks really good.
It's going to be cool. Also, there's a movie coming out now, April 24th. You have anything before April 24th? No. May 24th, excuse me.
No. Nope.
Before May 24th. So we got a movie coming out called Brightburn, starring Elizabeth Banks and David Denman. And yes. So it's like basically Injustice Superman. Oh, what's that comic book that you were trying to turn me on to? That was like an evil Superman that went crazy.
Yeah. What was the name of it?
I can't.
Indefendable or no? That's totally not it.
We're gonna come back later with it. Yeah. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was a great comic.
It was. And the thing is, I was reading it and then I accidentally dropped it because Dave Picou let me hold his was an iPod, and then I accidentally dropped it and I broke it. And I felt so bad.
It was old. It didn't really matter.
Yeah. I felt bad. But that was the last time I read it, and it was interesting. But you all are familiar with Injustice Superman. But this Superman, well, I'm going to call the kid Superman, is basically Superboy going crazy. You know, like, if you get the whole story of Superman coming to Earth, being raised on the farm, you get all of those elements. But then, all of a sudden, something is calling him, and he changes. And he's, like, terrorizing the people in Smallville. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what this is going to be about.
Yeah, me too. The trailer looks crazy.
Yeah.
It looks like it's gonna be interesting for sure.
He has on his little cape like what's that anime? Azumi. Now I can't think of the name of it. When he's on a motorcycle, it begins with an A, I believe.
Akira.
Didn't he have like a little cape? And his head was like morphing before he turned into the big blob. He had like his little cape, a little it wasn't even tucked in his shirt collar. It was like, you know, just tied around his neck, looking like Majin Buu cape, you know. But yeah, that's gonna be cool, man. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that looks good. And then in June, what do we have in June? The Child's Play.
Okay.
Remake, I guess.
From the original.
Yeah.
And that's hard, man, because the original to me was the best one. You know, like, out of all the Child's Play movies,
yeah,
that was the best one.
Yeah, it was. I love the Child's Play series, though. And okay. I also really appreciate it that it's the same writer.
From the
very first one. Like, he's done all of the crazy sequels. And even the Netflix one that came out a couple years ago, The Cult of Chucky, I thought that was a lot of fun.
Like, I haven't seen that one, okay.
Like, they always do a good job of keeping the balance between the slapstick comedy and the horror, I think. So, I mean, it's more slapstick than horror. Let's be real. But it's funny.
Right. Now, is the same director or writer doing...
I don't know if it's a writer, but it's the same... Well, for the remake?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure, because they just made a sequel like 2 or 3 years ago, so it's kind of weird that now they're doing a remake.
Hey, look at Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I think they made like 3 of them in that period. So we all can learn from Spider-Man. It all can be done. It doesn't matter. Make it today and remake tomorrow.
As long as people pay money for it, we'll remake it over and over.
Complain while you're paying. That's the slogan. Complain while you're paying. But nah, that's cool, man. I don't know. You have the Grudge coming. That comes out June 21st. So.
Oh, now is this what? Yeah, what's the deal with that? Remake, a sequel?
Well, it says Grudge, so I'm guessing. I didn't check too much information on it. I haven't even seen the trailer for it yet. But I did, like, run by it, and I'm like, oh, no, the Grudge. And I was like, well, you know, I'll probably have some more information by next time. But, yeah, just keep me on check on that, on more information on the new Grudge.
Yeah, because I liked the first one. I didn't really like the sequels. I think I maybe saw the second one and nothing after that. I don't even know if they made any more.
Right. After 2. I think they might have did a 3. I'm not sure.
I feel like they did, but I didn't see that one.
What did you like better, The Grudge or The Ring?
The Ring.
You like The Ring better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, The Grudge was creepy. And I think one of either the sequel or the third one, I can't remember, but they actually started using blood. Because they didn't use blood in the first one.
Right.
But then they started using blood. And I was like, that's what made me... Even though it might have been campy, but that's what made me respect it a little bit more. It didn't really drop too far from me. It was like, oh, they substituted blood, so I'm okay. I'm like a vampire when it comes to movies. You got to have blood, you know? Especially horror movies. So any movies out in June?
What do I have for June? Nah, just Child's Play.
Okay.
Just Child's Play.
Cool. There's another movie that's coming out, a superhero horror film similar to Brightburn, The New Mutants.
Yes.
And I believe it's August 2nd, starring Macy Williams and Anya Taylor-Joy, who also played in Glass, and she played in Split too. And you know Macy Williams, who played in
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's favorite character. That's the only reason why I'm watching it. To watch her character. So, and what do you think? You think it's going to be...
Now, who is she in New Mutants?
I think she's the Wolfbane.
Is she really?
I think she might be Wolfbane.
Oh, okay.
I think she might be.
For those of you who don't know, New Mutants is an X-Men spinoff comic book that they're adapting. But it's a horror movie, and the comic wasn't really horror. So it'll be interesting to see how they're making this into like a horror story.
And I kind of get the creativity that they got from the comic, because a lot of New Mutants died.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of New Mutants didn't make it, because it went from the X-Men. No, like X-Men had their thing. The New Mutants were like the teenage version of the X-Men.
They were like Teen Titans.
Teen Titans, right. Exactly. Exactly. And then, but for some reason, they had to fight a foe that took all of the mutants to fight, and a lot of them were getting killed off left and right because they weren't, you know, old enough to really understand their powers, or their powers weren't fully developed. So they were getting killed off left and right. So that would be a creative idea to be like, well, since they all get killed off in the comics, let's go ahead and make it a horror movie where they get killed off.
They can kill off. Yeah.
Right. And then,
like Scattershot in what's his name? In Deadpool 2?
Right.
It wasn't Scattershot.
Shatterstar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was so funny.
He looked ridiculous, but I was kind of pissed off they killed him. I was like, oh, come on, really? You gonna kill Shatterstar off like that? Come on, man. And, you know, and another thing, too.
Great.
The New Mutants turn into X-Force, who's led by Cable. And the weird thing about the comic book, it's not weird, it's just a different, you know, storyline. Deadpool never was... And earlier on, he never was with X-Force. He was their enemy. Because Vanessa, that's Deadpool's girlfriend in the movie, Vanessa was actually Domino in X-Force, but she was playing to be Domino. Like, she wasn't the real Domino. And she started liking being part of the X-Force team. Mm-hmm. So Deadpool had to come there and check her and be like, hey, you loving being the X-Force too much, and he whipped the ass. Then Shatterstar came to Deadpool, whipped his ass. Then Cable came and he couldn't whip his ass. But, you know. But, yeah, but that, I think that's when we were first introduced to Deadpool in the comics. So they kind of changed it up a little bit. They actually made Deadpool the leader somewhat of X-Force, which he was the enemy of X-Force in the comics. But that's when...
Well, I think that was just kind of a gag, them being the X-Force.
Right,
like, that wasn't the real X-Force.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see if they'll keep the name.
Yeah.
Like, if there will be an X-Force movie.
Yeah, I think there will be. Again.
Right.
As long as you're paying. What did you say earlier?
I forgot.
Whatever it was, that applies to X-Force.
Right. You complain, when you're complaining, you're paying. Yeah, when you're complaining, you're paying. As long as you're complaining while paying.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have the same ring or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you get the point.
One thing I did want to mention, though, July 4th, going back 1 month,
mm-hmm.
July 4th is season 3 of Stranger Things on Netflix.
I think they're going to kill any main characters off? They need to.
I think they will.
They need to. I need to be mad.
Yeah.
I need to be mad, man. You know, because everybody's made it so far. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to drag everybody into the third season and start killing everybody off. And piss everybody
there's only,
off.
So they've only... They wrote it for 4 seasons. So the next season is going to be... Well, this season and then one more will be the last.
Wow.
So if anything is going to happen, I think... You know, like any main players getting killed off, I think it's going to be this season that
you know,
things start going down. But yeah, when it gets closer to that, we'll talk more about that because that's filmed here in Atlanta, not in our cemetery, but in the surrounding areas.
Right.
And
there's no film crew out here. It's just this old lady that keeps staring at us.
Just the crazy, creepy old lady that's kind of translucent a little bit. And poor old Harold down there, 6 feet deep.
I think Harold's entertained. I think he's entertained.
Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying it.
There's a smile on his on his dentures. That's left. But yeah, so that's cool. I'm looking forward to the New Mutants and also
Stranger Things. Yeah,
that's gonna be good. Yeah. It chapter 2. Is it going to suck like chapter 2 from the first It? Where you get a fucking spider with a fucking glowworm in his stomach?
I'm going to say yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's going to... I mean, because it's fairly faithful to the source material, to the book. So I think we'll have that creature somehow. But I think they teased it a little bit in part 1 at the end, didn't they?
They did. Oh, the spider. Yeah, he started to transform a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know what they said? They're introducing. I want to see how they're going to do this. They're introducing the Galactic Turtle.
Oh, they really
are.
That's
the rumor.
They're
going to
bring that into.
Like so. Those who don't know, I'm not going to explain it correctly because I didn't read the book. But there's a Galactic Turtle that's beefing with it. So it is like this galactic being. That comes from light or something like that from outer space, and by the time it comes to Earth,
Deadlights.
And by the time it comes to Earth, it has a form or something like that. It, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, not sure about the specifics.
Yeah, but
the turtle is like the turtle holds the universe on its back.
Right.
So
didn't they have like turtles in the first one, like a turtle toy or something?
Maybe. I don't remember.
See, I only saw it once. So you have to see it again.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. But it was good, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That was a nice little home run for 2017. So, what was it, 16? 2017? Seemed like it was 2017. They made this movie kind of quick, didn't they?
It did, yeah. it was 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Hopefully, we don't get the spider.
Or they do it better.
Yeah. I think it's room to improve. Plenty of room to improve.
Definitely.
So I think
that was a made-for-TV movie in the early 90s. Like, they definitely can improve on that.
Oh, yeah.
And will improve on that.
Yeah, because I think this one tore the first It out the water. Because the first It was good. The first story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Part 8. And I felt like part 1 really, you know, like, went in. And it was like, oh, snap. Like, they really... are not playing on it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying. So, yeah. So I have faith. I have faith in the second one.
And that's what, September?
Yeah, September 6th.
That's in September.
With Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader.
Big Hader. Bill Hader, right.
James McAvoy. James McAvoy is on every goddamn thing. You also have Bill Skarsgård coming back. Isaiah Moot.
Yeah,
hey, he's so good. They're using the Old Spice guy. Remember the guy that...
Really?
I whistle that terrible. He's going to be playing the... I forgot his character. Who his character is, but the guy that's like sitting on horses before I can't think of the other actor's name. I'm getting actor blanks right now.
Sitting on horses.
Yeah, he always sits on horses. You know, like the Old Spice is like commercials are crazy weird.
Yeah,
and he'll like sit on a horse.
Oh, I thought you're talking about in It. He's the character sitting on horses.
Oh no, no, but no, that's gonna be cool. That's supposed to be September 6th though. So that's going to be interesting. And your favorite movie is coming out, Zombieland 2.
Oh, that's right, Zombieland 2. I love Zombieland.
Yeah, so...
It's not my favorite.
Well, one of your favorites.
You know that because we did a podcast on the top five zombie movies.
That's true.
It didn't make the
list. It didn't even make the list.
It wasn't even on my honorable mentions.
Are you serious? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I just remember you talking about it and you said you really liked it.
I did like Zombieland. Yeah, yeah. Zombieland
so,
is a cool movie.
So I don't mean it as your top, you know. But it's like, I remember you, you know, you were giving it rave reviews and I was like, and it was good. I did like it too. But yeah, that's coming out. Hopefully, it'll be out October 11th with Emma Stone, Woody Harrelson, and Jesse Eisenberg.
Wow, so everybody's coming back. That's cool. Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know Emma Stone was in the first one.
Yeah. Because nobody knew who she was when that movie came out.
Oh, we didn't?
Yeah. That was before she blew up.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I don't feel so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Thing else supposed to be coming out, or
I'm thinking season two of Castle Rock is going to come out at some point in there because that's when the first season came out, but there's no hard date for that yet.
Okay.
That's going to be kind of interesting because I don't know what they're doing. Like, the season one ended so weird,
right?
You know,
I don't remember how it ended.
Spoil it or anything,
weird.
But
yeah,
it was very.
I can't even spoil if I wanted to.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those endings where it's like, okay, well, are they like, is it gonna be like a American Horror Story type scenario where it's like a whole new cast, or I don't know. So we'll see.
Okay. And but, also,
yeah, I'm excited about that one too.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see where they go with it.
Also got three, and I like the way it all connects. So I wonder, you know, like it being in the same universe, I wonder if they're going to use it, or is it just going to be mentioned? Like they're going to keep it separate, you know?
Right.
Something with DC probably should have done. Keep things separate. Hey, you heard about that guy named Spider-Man? Yeah, I heard about him. And you just keep it separate. But also, you have Three from Hell. It's to be announced when that's coming out.
New Rob Zombie movie,
starring Sherry Moon Zombie. You have Danny Trejo. I don't think he was in the other two, was he?
No, he wasn't.
And you also have Bill Moseley. But yeah, this
was Sid Haig is Captain Spaulding.
Yes. Yeah, forget Sid Haig. And then that's his name, right? Sid Haig.
Sid Haig.
And yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I like the first man. If they drop what was his name, Mr. Satan,
Dr. Satan.
If they drop the Dr. Satan movie, I'm all for it to get disappointed.
Yeah.
But but you know this one.
Yeah, Rob Zombie, he's hit or miss for me. I usually miss. I liked 31. I liked the last movie he did. I thought 31. That was.
I didn't see 31.
You didn't see it. No, it was kind of like
heard of it, actually.
It was a little bit like Escape Room.
Oh, okay.
But without the escape room, it was just like these weird, unnamed, rich people that wear like the old powder wigs from like the 17th century and shit. They like kidnap these people and force them into this game where these psycho killers are coming after them for their entertainment. And, It was kind of fun. It was okay.
That's funny you bring that up. We call it like in Savannah. I would say it's Savannah. I wouldn't make it a Savannah thing. Me and this guy, I can't even think of his name right now. We call those, like, anybody who has hair from the wigs, we call them cake heads.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I don't know why. He came up with it. He was like, hey, man. Yeah, that lady just yelled at me. She, which one? The lady with the cake head. I'm like, okay. So, well, yeah. So, but nah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. They actually did a teaser. I don't know if it's still on YouTube, but it's a teaser where you can see the Three from Hell. And it was like, I think it was at a, I believe it was at a Rob Zombie concert.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed it. So I don't know, is it still on there? Did you?
I haven't looked at it yet. Okay. No, you told me about it, but I forgot to check it out.
Okay. So, like, yeah. So, I mean, hopefully it's still on there. Y'all can check it out for yourselves. And hopefully it's good. You know what I mean? We need, you know, we need horror to come back, you know, because, you know, he does put blood in his movies, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, I respect him for that. That's why I can tolerate it. It has blood.
Yeah, but he's got to up his game because Us is going to be the movie to beat.
Man, I think regular movies have to beat Us.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, when you sit up there and say, hey, man, I feel Us is more anticipated than Endgame, that says a lot. And I thought it was just going to be me, and when you kind of agreed, it was like, wait a minute, that's 2-0.
Yeah.
So,
what if it's terrible? What if it's like just...
I'll cry. I fucking cry, man. I like getting a bad Kid Cudi album. Like, I'm gonna fucking cry, man. It's like, oh fuck no, man. Shit, you know. But we're not gonna do that. We're gonna think positive.
Yes.
But you know what I think is going to be a terrible movie though?
What?
World War Z 2. I do not want
to
see that.
Making a sequel to that?
Fuck yeah, man.
Was there a sequel to the book?
I don't know. Well, they have room to do it because the movie has nothing to do with the book, correct? Because it's like several stories in one book. Because I didn't read it.
I didn't read it either. But yeah, I think that's true. I think.
And none of the stories had anything to do with Brad Pitt's character. I'm every man. He makes men feel, you know, small. Like, hey, I'm a military man. I'm a doctor. I'm a great husband. I'm a great father. I cut wood. I make paper towels. I'm the best love maker. I have like five wives.
Towels.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
He's the bounty guy.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was like, he was cutting wood. And he makes paper towels. He's right there with me. So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I felt like crap. You know, you can't take a woman to see that movie. She'll look at you funny. She expects you to do all of that shit, man. You see what he did? And he saved the world. You know, you wouldn't do that. You know, like, fuck.
Yeah, we're out of paper towels.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, we're here. He just makes some.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the store and shit.
Right. I know you're not gonna go to the store. You didn't have any wood chopped down already to make paper towels. I'm sorry, that's a terrible voice. That sound like the what's that old 70s show? With the married couple, the old married couple. And they did the Jefferson spun off from it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
I sound like her. I'm sorry, women. Your voices don't sound like that. I'm being obnoxious. But yeah, so you have World War Z 2 coming out. It's to be announced.
Is Brad Pitt in this one?
Yes. Actually, he's a producer. I think he's producing it. I don't know if he's executive producing it or just producing it, but he has some type of production credit.
He's starring in it too?
Oh, yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. I mean, like, you know, of course, him as an actor would be great in it, but it just has to be good.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I don't want to watch a zombie movie where I know who's going to win. You know, like, who's going to get out of it.
Right.
You know, and your only bet is to see if any secondary character will make it. That's the only reason why you're watching it.
Right.
You know, he didn't even, like, sacrifice himself. He just saved the day, you know. It's like, hey, what kind of straightforward shit is this? That's Resident Evil right there, the movie. Like, you know the main character is going to get it, you know, so. That's what they need to do over. Resident Evil? The movie.
Yeah.
You know, we already
actually
did...
make it a horror movie this
yes.
time?
Yeah. Yes, that would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. I mean, you might have to mix it up, make some characters, you know what I mean? But
I always thought that Code Veronica would have made a good storyline for a movie.
Mm. I only remember the ending of Code Veronica when I beat it, because it took me so long to beat it.
Yeah.
And, like, everything got disappeared in memory. Yeah.
No, you're right.
What was the beginning of Code Veronica?
You're in a mansion, like, always.
Oh, you're in a mansion? Okay. Yeah.
But you end up, and I guess it's in Antarctica or something. No, not, it's somewhere cold, like Alaska or some shit. Because you end up
in a
science lab.
Aren't you on an airplane? Is that the one with the airplane?
No.
And you crash in the Alaska?
Yes. Yes.
Or
but that's Antarctica? The very beginning.
But what, so when something ended, so it must be... Shit, what Resident Evil ended? Well, you know what? We're going to save this for the...
For the next week.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of questioning. That's some stuff right there. And then you also have Polaroid. Did you see the trailer for that?
Oh, I still didn't watch it. I forgot. You told me about this movie.
They keep pushing it back, so it has to be bad.
You think that's it? They're trying to, like, salvage it somehow? Doing reshoots and...
Yeah, because it's like, it was supposed to come out in 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But this is based on a short film, right?
Don't get me to start lying. I believe it is.
So, I mean, so it could be... They might not be reshooting. It could just be, like, a distribution thing issue there.
Something going on behind the scenes. That is true. But yeah, I mean, for those who don't know, Polaroid is about this old-fashioned camera that a young photographer in high school... They should be in college. Why don't they do a college movies, horror movies? It's always like college students in high school. They're like 27 years old in high school. But, you know, but like, so it's like a photographer or whatever who gets this old camera. She takes pictures of her friends, and there's like a ghost that's killing them one by one. Like, whoever got their picture taken first, that's who dies, type of thing. And if you try to destroy it, let's say you set the picture on fire, whoever, like, the fire, if it touches the person in the picture, that part of their body gets caught on fire, and you can't do anything about it until you put the fire out in the picture. So, you know, so that's one of those type movies.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's something I'll check out on Netflix.
Right.
If they get it, you know. Whoever gets it first, Netflix, Amazon, what's the other one? Hulu.
Hulu, yeah.
Whichever one gets it first. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. That stars Madeline Petsch. And then you have The Turning. I don't know anything about The Turning. That comes out with Finn Wolfhard. Actually, he's from
Stranger Things.
Yeah, so he's in it. It's a guy, I just saw the poster. It's a guy that kind of looks like not Rob Zombie. He looks like, Marilyn Manson. With the, you know, I thought it was him at first, but, you know, I don't know. I didn't look his name up. But that's all I know about it. It has Finn in it. It's called The Turning. I don't know what's turning. Maybe my stomach right now because I'm lactose.
That milkshake.
So that's all I have for the new movie that's coming out.
Cool.
Anything on your list?
The only other thing, I mean, just want to mention Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
Universal Studios Orlando.
Okay.
This is number 29.
Oh, 29th year?
29th year, wow. Yeah. And I just saw... Yeah, I know. Maybe this is the year. You should come with us this year.
That'll be cool. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that way we can, you know, talk about that. We could talk about the different haunted houses.
Yeah.
And speaking, I don't know, man. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to get over it, because I just saw Hellfest,
mm-hmm.
and I feel a little funny after watching that, because it was actually somewhat decent.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it was kind of like, now I feel a little funny about going to... You know, oh, this is a great, because it was a scene where, you know, a person is getting killed, and everybody's like, oh, it looks so real, you know, and the person's like, help me, and he's getting stabbed to death.
That was my favorite thing that ever happened at a Horror Nights house.
Somebody got killed in front of you?
It was a purge house,
uh-huh.
And they had this one gag set up where, and, you know, you go through, and you're, like, in a line of tons of people, so... If you miss the timing on something, you don't get to experience it.
Mm.
But we hit it perfectly.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they had like an emergency exit, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, my wife's behind me, I'm walking up, and there's this girl that comes by the emergency exit, and like she's looking like kind of like freaked out or whatever. So she comes over and like steps in front of me, and I'm thinking like she kinda she was freaked out and, like, had to go over to the side and, like, calm down or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she's, like, steps in front of me, closet door opens, and this, like, dude in a purge mask jumps out, throws her against the wall, and starts, like, stabbing her with a knife.
Did that freak you out?
No, because I knew immediately that she was involved, but I was like, yes! That's awesome!
You're the worst one, thing. Dave. You're, so you're like, oh, shit! I know. You're supposed to say, get out of here, Jessica! Yeah, but doing football poses. Yeah, it could have been real.
I know, if it had been real, then yeah, I would feel really bad. And I'd also probably be dead, because I was right behind
you. Right, right. Oh, you got it! Okay, Dave almost fell off the tombstone.
Yeah. Sorry, Harold.
Yo, speaking of which, I don't know if we have enough time, because I want to talk about the time that I went to the haunted house and this funny situation that happened.
Sure.
All right, so we went to this haunted house. It was called Netherworld. It's here in Atlanta. And so the concierge, can't think of his name because I want to shout him out, because he really looked out. He's a writer as well, and I cannot think of his name right now. Anyway, you know, shout you out if you happen to hear this. But, yeah, so he worked at the same job. Now he is gay, but he's cool cat. Now, the thing is, he invited all of us, all the people that he's friends with, to Netherworld for free. So we got him for free. They had, like, a party in the beginning. So then we go stand in line, you know, we all tripping, laughing and stuff. So now he has some friends that are gay as well. Now, they're going in. Now, one of the guys, he freaks out. Like, he just totally just starts, like, crying. And I just looked at, you know, I just looked at the concierge, and he looked so embarrassed, because they had to, like, lift the guy up. Like, the guy's, like, probably...
Did he, like fall down into, like, a fetal position, or what?
Yes, he was just, like, boo-hoo crying, like crying...
On the ground? Like, in the middle of the haunted house?
Well, he didn't, like, go in on the ground, but he was, like, leaning against the wall, holding himself. Okay. Like, he was making the Wakanda symbol, as he was leaning against the wall, crying.
He's hugging himself, yes. Crying. Is this in the house? Like, how far did you make it into the house before it started happening?
No, it was, like, probably, like, maybe less than 10 paces in. Less than 10 paces in, somebody jumped out, scared him the wrong way. He started crying. And I thought he was joking. And then I looked. What made me know that he wasn't playing, when I looked at the concierge. Jonathan. That's his name. The concierge's name is Jonathan. Shout out to you, Jonathan, if you listen. But Jonathan, he had this look of embarrassment, like, dear Lord. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, so I just looked at Jonathan and started laughing. But so it was crazy, because then... all the actors came out, which kind of killed it for us. All the actors came out, grabbed his hand, and started ushering.
They, like, broke character to, like, usher him out.
Him through to let him know that it's all fake.
Wow.
And you know what? That wasn't a bad... That shit was funny. I thought that was a bad thing. Nah. I wasn't that scared even in Netherworld. That shit was hilarious. That shit made the night. I was like, oh my God. I laughed so hard the back of my neck started hurting. It started getting, like, tense. And then, like, everything was just fun from that point on. Like, I had, like, a stiff neck. But that was the most fun experience I ever had in a haunted house. And I don't want to go into another one if it can't be that experience. Shout out to you, Jonathan.
Yeah, it's always weird when people get, like, extra freaked out. Like, I remember we had this couple in front of us one time. And the guy was, like, he was over 6 feet tall. He was a tall dude. He was skinny, and he was young. Like, they were probably in their, like, early 20s.
It's always the tall ones. Yeah. It's always the tall ones. This dude was, like, 6'6". Go ahead.
He looked just like Crispin Glover.
Okay.
From Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
George McFly, the dad. He looked like that guy. So he's kind of nerdy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's ahead of us, and we're walking through the house. And this is not, like... It wasn't scary at all. Mm-hmm. Like... And this guy was freaking out, like, and, like, gesturing with his arms. And, you know, he's huge, so I'm more afraid of getting hit by his, like, flying limbs than anything going on in the house.
So he looks like the little, what do you call those things outside of the car wash? The little wavy?
Yeah, the wavy air thing. He's like one of those in a tiny space spinning around. And, I mean, at first it was funny, but then it was like, all right, dude, come on. Like,
and he wasn't trolling?
No. No, because I thought the same thing at first. Uh-huh. That's why I'm laughing, because I thought, you know, he's like... And then I'm like, man, their date is over.
What was the girl doing? He was with a girl?
Yeah.
What was she doing?
just like walking through the house, like normal. And she was saying he's like freaking out and then like grabbing onto her and like spinning around.
Yeah, that date's over.
Yeah.
Because you know, one thing about women, they want protection. And if it was a psycho coming after them, they know that you're going to grab her and then throw her to the psycho as he gets away. So a woman doesn't want to know that feeling. And he sure gave her that feeling. Dang, man. Anyway, I would have loved to have seen that and see her face.
It was funny at first, but then it was like, all right, come on.
Mm.
You're ruining it for the rest of us.
Oh, for real. Wow. Was he crying?
No. Oh, he was just like screaming at every little like jump and like pieces like rubber hanging from the ceiling. Mm. Like, it was too much. It was just too much. Maybe we're judging them. Maybe they have a different understanding. Maybe she was the protector in that relationship. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
to each his own.
And those millennials. Nah, but that's what's up, man. So
yeah, that's what we're looking forward to for the year.
Yes. So maybe one day we'll do something of stuff that we'll do a recap, you know, if you're down for it.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. We'll keep everybody bringing this stuff up as more news develops.
Yeah, hey,
trailers come out.
I don't know, the lady's getting closer.
Is she coming after us?
No, she's walking over here. She's right there. Like, she's walking over here.
Oh, we need to get out of here.
All right, man. Let's get this shit, man. All right, guys. We about to go, man.
We'll see you next week.
All right.